We believe that all men are created equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
The UN announced that as of this morning, more than 100,000 Palestinians have fled the city of Rafah in southern Gaza. Many civilians had originally been ordered by Israel to come here for their safety. Now they say they have nowhere to go. We are tired, says this man. Either they should kill us all at once and send us up to God, or they should stop the war. But Prime Minister Netanyahu is determined to press on with an offensive against Rafah, saying Israel is prepared to act alone and fight with only our fingernails if necessary, but adding, we have much more than our fingernails. Netanyahu also spoke in a lengthy and non-confrontational interview with talk show host Dr. Phil.
What?
He took aim at protests on college campuses in the U.S., where demonstrators continued to clash with police overnight.
You have a lot of ignorant people there whose sense of history at best goes back to breakfast, not even that.
He addressed President Biden directly, saying he hoped he and the president could overcome their differences, but
we will do what we have to do to protect our country, and that means we will defeat Hamas, including in Rafah.
Israel says Hamas has four remaining battalions of fighters in Rafah, and that it must root them out to destroy the militant group responsible for the October 7th massacre and mass kidnapping. The White House already held up one shipment of 2,000-pound bombs, and President Biden said some arms shipments would stop if Israel attacks Rafah's main population centers. But our crew in Gaza is documenting how that is already happening. These children were in their homes in central Rafah when they were hit by Israeli shells. Doctors try to reassure a boy named Mohammed. He keeps saying he wants to go home. This is his neighborhood in central Rafah now, raising the question, is Israel already crossing President Biden's red line?
The Rafah operation has also derailed hostage negotiations and talks to achieve a ceasefire, with one senior diplomat telling NBC News the talks have effectively collapsed.
Oh, great. So something's going to happen there, and I don't doubt that it's going to bleed into our politics. There's no question about it. Already, you know, we know that Donald Trump is saying that if you are a Jew and you vote for Joe Biden, there's something really wrong with you. You hate your religion, he has said prior. Yesterday, he said we need our heads examined.
If you're Jewish and you vote for him, I say shame on you.
Oh, shame on me. Shame on me. Here.
And if Jewish people are going to vote for Joe Biden,
I am.
They have to have their head examined.
Oh, he's so frothy. You know, he's like so belligerent and frothy. And, you know, for a guy that's in a criminal court defending himself from criminal charges with like four or five more trials to go, if he doesn't win the presidency, I think he does protest too much about Jews. And everybody else, truly, I don't understand. And why is Netanyahu sitting down with Dr. Phil? What is that about? He sat down with Dr. Phil to trash Americans, to trash us, okay? To say that we don't know anything. We don't know nothing. We have no historical context in which to view his killing machine. We have no historical context. Apparently, Joe Biden doesn't either. Even though they know each other for 40 years, Joe Biden is wrong. He's mistaken. He's off the reservation. There's something wrong with Joe Biden because they'll fight alone if Joe Biden leaves them alone. They'll fight with their fingernails if Joe Biden doesn't give them 2,000-pound bombs and artillery shells. So for those of you who don't, artillery, it would be like howitzers and, big ammunition. It's like artillery, right? And Biden said, listen, the way that they are routinely just attacking population centers, the way that they are going about this, there are other ways to go about this. And it's not just bombs, it's other things. Well, when he says it's other things, I really do believe that Biden understands that they are feeding a bunch of data into a machine, and a machine is making selections and kill lists, and that they are the machines are literally executing on these kill lists without any oversight to see if anybody is home, to see if anybody, you know, actually is part of a terrorist organization, or whether or not they are, like, I don't know, an uncle twice removed. What does that mean? Do you know? I don't know. What does it mean, twice removed? Was it, is it divorce? I have no... I never understood it. I really never understood it. But, you know, I got news for you. Alyssa Farah, who I did not know until she volunteered this, is of Arab descent. She's an Arab American, Melissa Farah Griffin, who, you know, was like the press secretary for Donald Trump for a brief moment. She said, listen, I got news for Arab Americans that are thinking about not voting for Joe Biden, and that this has become an American voting issue, like whether or not crazy right wing Likud party Benjamin Netanyahu, who if this war ends, there will be an immediate inquiry into why it took him 12 hours to respond to the terrorist attack on October 7th, 12 hours. No one showed up for these people. 12 hours. And also, why did he fail to keep Israel safe in the first place? And by the way, you're charged with felonies? Yeah, so he's got every incentive to prolong this war. And then, of course, on the other side, you have a terrorist organization. So it's difficult. Difficult.
I may issue a warning to the Arab American community as an Arab American. They're playing with fire. I understand that hearts are breaking over what's happening in Palestine. That is reasonable. They should speak up. They should use their voices. They should encourage better policies. But this is very quickly becoming a binary choice between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Donald Trump would not rule out leveling Gaza if right. he thought that that was the politically savvy thing to do that his supporters wanted to do. He cut aid to the Palestinian Authority when he was the president. So this notion that you would gamble at such a critical time, I think, is incredibly risky.
And stupid, actually, because there is no doubt in my mind that there would be no such thing as the Gaza Strip at all. No, nothing would be left. And they would develop it, you know, like the Trump boys would, you know, probably in tandem with Vladimir Putin and Viktor Orban. You know what I mean? Like big money would come in and they would develop that Mediterranean coast, just like Jared said he would, into a fabulous beach town, into a fabulous resort destination for ultra-rich billionaires. By the way, there was a pitch made for billionaires, and this is really important, okay, because we need to go here today. You know why? Because yesterday we were talking about how Democrats have been trying desperately to get an anti-gouging bill passed, and that they got an anti-gouging bill against big oil. Who is gouging us at the pump? I mean, there's no question about it. There's no supply chain issue. Their profits are through the freaking roof. We are pumping more barrels per day in the United States than any other country on the planet. Do you know that? Oh, yeah. We actually pump more barrels of oil, more millions, than Saudi Arabia does, than Iran does, than Russia does, than anybody does. And so we're flush. We got so much. And still the price is being jacked. Okay, it's gouging people, it's greed. And so that's where we left off yesterday. And I just thought it was so amazing that Joy Reid actually picked up on, you know, something that happened at MAGA-Loco the other night, where Donald Trump was literally hosting the CEOs of the biggest international and American oil and gas companies. And it's a quid pro quo that you usually tinker around the edges when you're a lobbyist. You know, you say, hey, listen, this guy has the same interests as you. You hint at, you know, maybe this regulation offends you too. No, Donald Trump just stood there at MAGA-Loco and said, on day one, I will give you permits and you can. And remember, he said he'd be a dictator for one day. And they said, what does that mean? And he said, drill, baby, drill. He wants $1 billion from them, and in exchange, when he's president, he will give them everything they want. Wow.